because I know you and Pete, and we touched on this up in Pixar.
Yeah.
Before I'd had a chance to talk to Angelique. And now having seen the whole film, I can see even more this new geometry light technology.
Yeah, yeah.
How important is it? And you've been with Pixar long enough to know that with every film, there is new technology developed that becomes proprietary for the film.
Yeah.
And this is of such, the bar is so high technically now. I don't know how you guys are going to keep going higher, but this geometry light is so significant.
It really is an awesome, I mean, that's what I love is, it's like, the way I thought about it, of course, I'm not the technical person. Obviously, there's so many smart people I'm surrounded with at Angelique.
Well, you're smart
Michael
enough
Fong.
To have them under you, so.
I'll take that, I guess. Is that in a weird way, I thought of it when Pete was pitching it, we were playing around with what look could be like. It felt like it's an inversion of our tools in a way, in two ways. Well, two things come to mind. One, before I even get to lighting, just the way things move.
Yeah.
Like Pete was talking about, I really want to get like these subtle, you know, bends and things like
that we haven't seen before,
right? And you've seen it maybe in drawing, but if you think about like Buzz Lightyear, he is
rigid.
He's rigid, and even Woody has, you know, seams where things can bend, and so you buy where those things bend. We wanted to get subtle shapes and Tex Avery-esque lines out of these things that our models don't do. So in a way, we were asking the technical staff to do something they'd never really done, which was chase down caricature and that nuance of making something by hand, because our medium's really good at calculating reflections and hard lines and plastic and things. So this was a challenge right out of the shoot. Then the lighting was, okay, we've got all this technology that really can mimic the way light behaves, you know, where there's key lights or there's sunlight or there's bounce light and all these things. But now we have a world where we want things to be light. So joy is a light. So all of a sudden, the tool set that they work so hard on is, in a weird way, like, throw that out. How do we make this look unlike anything we've ever done? That's where they came up with this great... I mean, even the character, I mean, Angelique could explain it so much better than I could, but there was, like, with Joy, she's made up of all these particles, but what's cool is that they sort of face camera, so wherever she moves... They turn and rotate.
They're like
to
little
face
champagne bubbles.
They are. Almost like sequins that know where the camera is. So you can always refract the light off of them. And I like if you set this here, if this were, you know, this is on this napkin, it makes a shadow. Well, Joy on that casts light. And that light has to refract and bounce up on things. So we worked really hard. And we don't really want the audience to look at it and go, oh my gosh, look at how subtly the light is refracting off of things. But we want the audience to feel like,
I do, but...
Well, I'm glad you do. But what I want the audience to do is go, oh my gosh, this looks unlike anything I've ever seen. It doesn't look like anything that they've done. You know what I mean?